First up this week, the world of science news. Now, are you a tea drinker, Kat?
Not really, actually. I gave up caffeine a while ago, and I don't really go for tea. I'm a big decaf coffee drinker, though.
Well done. Well, that's very good of you. But I am a major addict. I go through phases, but right now, plain old builder's tea, white, no sugar, as we call it here, builder's tea here in the UK. That's my cup of choice, and I just can't get through the day without it. But if you want a health boost in your daily cuppa, then you could do a lot worse than reach for a swig of green tea, and that's apparently one of the world's most popular drinks, and we can understand why, because there's lots of people in China out there and other Asian countries who drink that great tea. Anyway, alongside lots of other potential health benefits that come with drinking green tea, we know already that it could be quite good for our hearts. It has anti-cancer properties as well. But it now seems that compounds found in green tea could be good for our bones as well. Ping Chung Leung and colleagues from the Chinese University of Hong Kong have been looking at the effects of tea on bone cells. And they've been looking in particular at a trio of compounds called catechins. And they're found to occur naturally in green tea. And by exposing cultures of bone-forming cells from rats, those are called osteoblasts, to these green tea compounds, these researchers have found that the rate of bone growth and the rate of bone strengthening were significantly increased within just a few days.
Well, what's actually going on in the bone cells? Do we have any idea how these green tea extracts are actually helping to promote bone growth?
Well, it seems that some of the bone-boosting effect comes down to the activity of a key enzyme, and that's promoting bone growth. And one particular green tea compound called epigallocatechin, or EGC, led to an increase in this particular enzyme activity by 79%, which is really quite a big switch on of that enzyme. It also increased levels of bone mineralisation in these cells, and that's really strengthening those bone cells, making them hard with calcium carbonate to make them strong. So EGC also suppressed the activity of cells called osteoclast cells, and they actually weaken and break down old bone, and that's part of the natural process of bone remodelling as you go through life.
You may remember last week on the Naked Sciences we had a very bony kitchen science, but what we really want to know, I mean, this was it done in the lab? Is it going to work on humans if I drink green tea? I don't like it, but if I did, would it be doing me any good?
I do like it, actually. A cup of jasmine tea is really my thing, but No, you're quite right. These were studies done on rat bone cells, so we need to know if this transfers to, first of all, whether it transfers to human cells. But then also, yes, is it going to be any good if we actually drink tea rather than bathe our bones in tea extract, which we're not going to do? And the research paper at the moment doesn't really point out really how much the doses of catechins compare in their study to a normal cup of tea, or whether you would have any effect if you'd have the liquid passing through your digestive system. So those are questions that we still need to answer. But earlier studies have already hinted that there could be some real benefits of drinking tea. For example, it has been shown that postmenopausal women who are regular tea drinkers tend to also have denser bones. Obviously, there's a lot of things going on there. That's not a causative solution. You know, we don't know it's necessarily tea that's making their bones denser, but it's interesting that that's what's being shown. And I think this study does certainly point towards maybe a new way of approaching bone conditions and treating them, things like osteoporosis, and maybe the activity of these catechin compounds could be harnessed in some kind of medicine of the future. And I think it does go to show that sipping a daily cup of green tea is not just tasty and refreshing in my view anyway, but maybe, just maybe, it's doing us some good as well.